Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, beloved. You're listening to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you once again today. Truly, we thank God once again for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We appreciate all that God is doing, and we appreciate you all listening to the broadcast. We pray that God will continue to bless you and minister to you right at the point of your need. Beloved, we have been doing a teaching entitled The Person and Work of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we're going to continue that teaching on today. Praise the Lord. And we invite you, if you would like to call in to be a part of this broadcast live, you may do so by calling 718-664-9578. Set Free Live, again, is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. We thank God for what God is doing for the ministry. We thank God for, again, the opportunity. Amen. And we just invite you to visit our website, www.wopministries.org, if you'd like further information about our ministry, or if you would like to contact us by way of email, send us prayer requests, praise reports, any comments that you would like to send, we invite you to do so. You may do that by emailing us at Deborah@WOPministries.org. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now we're going back into the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And our theme scripture has been Acts 1, verse 8, chapter 1, verse 8. We're going to pick right up there. Amen. But before we do so, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you once again, God, for just being God. We thank you, Lord, for another Lord's Day. We thank you, Father, for just allowing us, Father God, to come before your people via radio. We ask, Father, for your anointing. We ask, God, that you would move on this line on today. Father God, that you would minister to everyone that's listening live, those that will listen on demand. Father God, we just ask that you have your way. We thank you for your word. We thank you for what you're doing, Father. And Lord God, we just ask that you be Lord, you be God. Minister, Father God, to all that are listening now. Touch every request, God, that has come our way. Father God, continue, God, to move and do the work that only you can do. We thank you now. We give this time over to you. We thank you, Father, that we can break bread together, that we can share and fellowship in the word of God. And we thank you most of all for Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your son that died on the cross for us, that we may be free, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And most of all, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is alive, is active. Father God, it's moving, it's powerful, it's quick. Hallelujah. And then when it goes out, it will not return void. So we thank you, Father, for fruit, Lord God. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you that he is our comforter. He's our guide. He is our instructor. Oh, my God, we thank you. He's a protector. Father God, you come to be all in all to us. And we thank you for that now. Take us further now in your word, Father God, and we thank you. We give you praise now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going back into the word of God. We're going to begin at Acts chapter 1, verse 8. We do appreciate our caller calling in. God bless you. We thank you for calling in, caller. Would you like to just say a little word to us before we get started?
Yes, this is Gail from Alexandria, Virginia. I just want to say that I am grateful to God for today, and I'm grateful to be in on your Bible study.
Amen. We appreciate you, Sister Gail. We thank God for you joining us. Anytime you want to comment or if you have a question, please feel free to join in. We thank God for you, and I do appreciate you. Amen. On today, praise God. We are going to Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and we're going to just read this scripture, and then we're going to just go a little further. We are talking about the person and work of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 1 and 8, it says, "But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And we've been saying this repeatedly, that this was one of the last things that Jesus told the apostles. Amen. And so we know, again, that when the Holy Ghost comes, he endues us with power. And what I really want to talk about today is some of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, as we've seen it in the book of Acts and other parts of the Word of God. There are many things that he did and that under the guise of God, in other words, being led. The Holy Ghost, let me just say this, the Holy Ghost does nothing of himself. He only does what the Father instructs. Jesus only did what the Father instructed him to do. Amen. I'm reminded of the first miracle that Jesus performed, and it was, I believe, at the wedding when they ran out of wine. And his mother looked at him and said, "They don't have no more wine." And Jesus looked at her and said, "Wait a minute, what do I have to do with that?" But then he began to give instruction, and he told the men to fill the water pots with water. And once they filled them with water, then he simply said, "Now draw out and go give it to the king," in other words, or the host. And they began to drink the wine, and Jesus turned the water into wine. Amen. That was the first miracle that he did. But I really believe that he would not have done that if his Father had not bidden him. Everything Jesus did, he was directed by God. And we must follow that example. When we have the Holy Spirit operating in our life, we must walk circumspectly with God. We must be sensitive to the Lord, do what he tells us to do. Amen. And especially those of us that God has anointed with gifts, we must allow the Lord to keep control of those gifts. In other words, you know, the Bible says the gifts and callings are without repentance. And there are a lot of people that are very gifted, but you can get to moving in a gift and it not be anointed, and all you're doing is you're just doing just that. You're doing what you know you can do because you're gifted to do it. But when we're led by God, we're led by the Holy Spirit, amen, and then we do exactly what God tells us to do, that's a different thing, because the anointing, amen, will then come through that, and then God will validate that. It'll come through with signs, wonders, miracles, and that type of thing. Praise God. So we must be careful, amen, that we walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh, because if we walk in the Spirit, then we won't fulfill the lust dictates and the appetites of the flesh. So in the book of Acts, we can see different things that took place, amen, and we can see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost. For example, I'm going to go to Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. And if you read chapter 4, you'll see around the end of that chapter where the Bible says that they had all things common, and they would bring, they would sell their land, they sold different things, and brought to and laid it at the apostles' feet, the money that they got, so that the church would be able to distribute to the needs of others. Well, over in chapter 5, we read about Ananias and Sapphira. And verse 1 simply says, "But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land?" Now, Peter of himself would not have known what Ananias and Sapphira did, but he knew what had happened because the Holy Spirit revealed it. The Holy Ghost revealed to him their motive and what they had done wrong. Praise God. He goes on to say, "Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God." And I believe, beloved, that Ananias fell under such conviction that his heart became paralyzed. And we know the scripture says he fell down and he died. Praise the Lord. And this brought fear upon the church, because it shows us the power of God in demonstration, the Holy Ghost in demonstration. The Holy Ghost is a revealer. He will reveal the secret, the things that are in our heart. Glory to God. amen, he'll make it known. The apostles needed to know this because this was deception. They lied, amen, and then they didn't even have to because the land belonged to them anyway. So they could have sold it for $100,000 and said, well, we're not going to give all of the money. We're only going to give $50,000. And if they brought it to the man of God and said, look, we sold our land for so much, but we're not going to give it all, but we are going to give you this. I believe God would have accepted that. But because of deception and because they tried to lie, they did lie. They actually lied, but they didn't lie to man. They lied to God. Beloved, we're living in an hour where God is going to reveal the secrets of men's hearts. Praise God, the motives, the intents, the purposes, praise God. Amen. We're not as respectful as we should be at all times with our leaders, praise God, because we feel we can get away. But you can't get away from God. God sees and he knows everything that we do. And it's important for us as men and women of God that we walk with integrity, honesty, amen, that we do things right, praise God, that we do not lie, we do not cheat, we do not steal. None of these seeds, amen, could be in the house of God or in the church and thrive. Praise God. And we're getting back to that time now because God is cleaning up the body. This is a function of the Holy Ghost. He is a revealer. He's a convictor of sin. Praise God. So we know that when Ananias heard these words, he fell down. He died. He gave up the ghost. And the scripture says great fear came on all them that heard these things. Glory to God. Now, the scripture says that the young men arose, wound him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now, isn't it something? Amen. Now, his wife knew what, you know, they had evidently come into agreement, praise God. She did not know that her husband was dead. Amen. Now, it says about the space of 3 hours, because she did not know. She came on in. Peter asked her a question. Now, let me stop right here before I go further. Now, had she truly been filled with the Holy Ghost, really sensitive to God, she'd have known something was wrong when she entered that room. Can you imagine, amen, being in a service and someone falls down dead and they carry them out, bury them. 3 hours later, the wife comes in, doesn't know anything. She walks in. She's not even sensitive that, wait a minute, something's wrong. I wonder if she questioned, where is my husband? I don't see him. But she did not, because Peter answered her, asked her. He said, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. She lied. Glory to God. Peter immediately said, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? So many times, beloved, we see this in church, where the Holy Ghost is stepped on, grieved. Glory to God, hindered. Amen. We must begin, amen, to reverence God, reverence the anointing, reverence the Spirit of God, and reverence God's leaders. That means respect. Glory to God. We can't treat, amen, even our leaders any kind of way and think that we're going to get away with it. She agreed. She came into covenant with her husband to lie. Glory to God. And then Peter said, behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. That's how she found out that her husband had died. She had no knowledge. She didn't get to grieve. She didn't get, I mean, immediately judgment was right there. Praise God. And the Bible says she fell down at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in, found her dead, carrying her forth, and buried her by her husband. Praise God. And the Bible says that great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. They knew, we cannot bring anything into this house that's going to cause sin, that's going to cause death. Praise God, because what they did caused judgment to fall on them. And we're living in an hour now where divine judgment is falling. Praise the Lord. Amen. We take grace. We've taken the grace of God. We've trampled it, praise God, in the body of Christ. Amen. Because of sin, we can see the state of the church. We can see how careless we as a people of God have been. amen, how loose we have been. Amen. How, amen, we take God for granted. We take the anointing for granted. We take the Holy Ghost for granted. Praise God, because we can easily say, I can ask God to forgive me. He'll cleanse me. He'll come in. He'll renew. But, beloved, we can't take a chance in living like that. To me, it's Russian roulette. Just as Ananias and Sapphira suffered death, amen, because they made a covenant with one another. Amen, that was not holy, it was not righteous, and neither one of them had enough discernment to know this is not right, let's just do the right thing. Beloved, we must not take the Holy Ghost for granted. Praise God, just because he's in our life, amen, it's no license for us to sin, it's no license for us, amen, to do what we want, live any kind of way, amen, and then expect God to move through our life. Praise God, amen. Jesus will validate you. He will validate your life, glory to God. He will put his seal of approval on your life, glory to God, but that is no license for us to live any kind of way, praise God, because we can live above reproach, we can live holy, we can live righteous, praise God, it's just a matter of us, amen, surrendering to God, walking in the word, praise God, and daily allowing the Lord to do in us what he wants to do by crucifying flesh, praise God, because if you yield to the Spirit, amen, I just heard this, a message that was spoken, and the comment that was made was, if you yield to the Spirit, you're not yielding to the flesh. If you walk in the Spirit, in other words, you're not walking in the flesh. If you walk in the flesh, you're not walking in the Spirit. In other words, you can't walk in both at the same time. We must choose our walk every day. We must choose, praise the Lord, to allow God to be God. It's a daily walk. Paul said this. He said, I die daily. Every day of the world, we die out. We should die out to something. Amen. The flesh should be crucified. Praise God. We should put more of Christ on every single day. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there were many miraculous deliverances that also took place in the Word of God over in Acts. I won't read this part of the scripture, but you can read Acts chapter 5, verses 19 through 29. Praise God. And you can also read Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 7. And also verse 31. And then Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 19. Praise God. One miracle I do want to read about deals with Paul over in Acts chapter 28. And this deals with immunity from poisons. And we know that Paul was a prisoner and they were transporting him to Rome. Praise God. And while they were on their way, something happened to him. We're going to read about that in Acts chapter 28, beginning at verse 3. Now, we know Paul was a powerful apostle. He loved the Lord, and he was totally sold out to God. Amen. But in verse 3, it says, I'm going to go back to verse 1. It says, and when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead, but after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. And we know he wasn't a god, but the God reigned in his life. The power of the Holy Ghost protected him. Amen. The enemy sought every kind of way to destroy Paul. Amen. He went through so many things. Praise God. But you know one thing, when that venomous snake hit him, amen, on his arm. Amen, he was able, I don't even think that he paid it any mind. He just shook it right off into the fire, kept right on moving, praise the Lord. Now, that's power. That's power from on high. fear didn't grip him. He didn't stop. He didn't question. He just went right on, praise God. And the power of God was so resident in his life that, amen, it did not harm him, praise God. He felt no harm, the scripture says, nothing. No harm came to him, praise God. And listen, they also raised the dead, amen. And again, the power of God, amen, resident in their life, amen, performed miracles. God worked miracles. It was the Lord working the miracles through them, praise God. Now let's read Acts 9 and 40, praise God. And this deals with the resurrection of Dorcas, praise God. But Peter put them all forth, I'm not reading all of it, amen, and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Now he spoke the word, simply spoke to her to get up, and she got up, praise the Lord. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive, praise the Lord. Now all he did again was speak the word. Praise God. By under the direction of the Holy Ghost, Peter spoke. Praise God. Peter was an anointed man of God. Praise God. So much so we know the story of how his shadow, amen, would overshadow the people and it would heal. The power of God was able to move through these men of God's lives because they simply obeyed God, amen, did what the Lord wanted them to do, praise God, went forth as witnesses of Jesus Christ. Everywhere they went, they preached Jesus, praise God. Power, there's power in the name of the Lord, amen. He gives us power, praise the Lord. He gives us authority, amen. So we must be endued with this power from on high. And then go forth, beloved, and do the works of Christ, praise the Lord, amen. I'm reminded of the earthquake that took place, amen, when Paul and Silas was in jail. They had been thrown in prison, praise God. I think it's over in Acts 16, the 16th chapter, praise God, after they had been beaten because, amen, Paul prayed for the young damsel, the young handmaid, amen, that was demon-possessed, and he cast the demon out of her, praise God. He rebuked the devil, amen, and the devil left, praise God. All he did was speak the word, praise the Lord. He got tired of this woman following him, praising, saying that he was a servant of the Most High, but it was from demons. And he just got vexed one day and turned to her and said, look, I rebuke you, devil, amen. I'm paraphrasing, praise God. But at that very hour, the devil came out. She was no longer able to get money for her, make money for her master, amen, because the power she had was gone. The demon had been cast out of her, praise God, all by Paul, amen, just speaking the word, praise the Lord. And we have the same authority. God is raising up fivefold ministry, amen, that will go forth in demonstration and power and do the works of Christ, amen. The true apostle, amen, will be anointed, amen, to cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, praise God, lay hands, all of that, praise the Lord. Signs, wonders, miracles will follow, amen, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor and teacher, praise God, the fivefold, that hand. We each have a function in the body of Christ, beloved. Praise the Lord, and the power of God, amen, and the Holy Ghost has a function in the earth, praise God. We're going to see great revival, amen, this year, amen, among the church. God's going to revive his people. He's going to restore his people. He's going to reconcile, amen, bring us back to God. He's going to reconcile the backslider, bring back the backslider, praise God, amen. Bring the drunk off the street, the prostitute off the street, the drug addict off the street, amen, the gangbanger off the street, praise the Lord. Bring back families together, praise the Lord. Lord, restore marriages, restore homes, oh my God, heal God's sick bodies. My God, all of these things God is going to do in this hour, praise the Lord. And so God is getting the church prepared and equipping the church, amen, so that we can go forth, amen, and just simply preach the gospel, preach a simple word, amen, a life-changing word, praise God, a deliverance word, amen, an uncompromised word, praise the Lord, where God can come in and then do the work that need to be done, praise God. Amen. Special miracles, amen, are performed that confirm the word of God again in Acts chapter 19. Amen. I'm going to read that real quick. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. Amen. Acts chapter 19, okay, verses 11 and 12, it says, "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them." So Paul didn't go and lay hands on everyone, but he was sent handkerchiefs, and they were anointed. Praise God. It says that they, amen. Okay, let me read this again. "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body," that's the point I wanted to make, "from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs." So these handkerchiefs were anointed, amen, by God. Paul had no power in himself, but he was full of the Holy Ghost. Praise God, he was full of the Holy Ghost. So these handkerchiefs were put on people that were sick, that were diseased, that were demon-possessed, amen, and miracles were wrought. Praise God. And I know of many, many testimonies where people have anointed handkerchiefs. Amen. We've had that. We've seen that happen. Amen. On the prayer line that we're on, praise God, where Dr. Walton has prayed over handkerchiefs. Amen. And we've sent them out. Praise God. People have been healed. Praise the Lord. Because why? Because of the anointing. The anointing destroys the yoke. Praise God. The anointing heals. Amen. God heals. By his word, you can speak the word. You can declare and decree the word of the Lord. Send the word out. Amen. You speak life. Amen. Speak life. Don't speak death. No matter where you are right now, begin to speak life. Glory to God. Speak that you'll live. If you've been given a sentence, amen. If they've said such and such is happening to you, or this is the case, or whatever, or you've been given a word that you have cancer, or you have whatever kind of disease, amen, or you have a terminal condition, praise God, you have a heart condition, whatever it might be, you can speak the word, speak life into your situation, praise God, because there's power in your words, amen, and life and death is in the power of the tongue, praise the Lord. So we can speak to the enemy. He have to move, he have to leave, praise God, amen. So, amen, Paul was an anointed man of God, praise God, and we're anointed because of Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. Amen. And we can most of all have the fullness of the Holy Ghost manifested in our lives, in this hour and in this time. Praise the Lord. The person and work of the Holy Ghost. Amen. One of the things is that he baptizes us in the Spirit again so that we can go forth and do the works of Jesus, but also in our personal walks with the Lord, that we're built up, we're edified, amen, every single day, amen, every time we pray in the Spirit, when we're in our private closets and we begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, we stay built up, and we must stay locked in, we must stay, amen, where that current is flowing fresh every single day, amen, stay in the Word of God, amen, stay under the anointing, praise the Lord, stay, amen, if you're in a good church and you know this Bible believing, amen, the preachers, the ministers are anointed, you stay right where you are, get fed, get full of the word, praise the Lord, so that then you can go out and be witnesses of Jesus and share that word, praise God, because this is an hour now, amen, when we must work. We must work while it's day, beloved. Night's coming, no man can work. Praise the Lord. We appreciate the Lord. My time is just gone so fast today, but we thank God, amen, for you listening. Praise the Lord. Father, I ask that you touch. Lord God, we thank you for the word today. We ask, God, that you keep your people encouraged, Father. Keep us stirred up in the Holy Ghost. Keep us stirred, Father. Oh, God, continue the work that you have begun. Keep this word burning down in our heart, in our soul, and in our spirits. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Beloved, you've been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. The Lord say the same. We're going to shift gears just a little bit now. We're going to begin to talk about the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. We'll do an introduction on our next broadcast and begin that teaching. We're still in line with the person and work of the Holy Ghost. So we invite you to come and share with us in the Word of God on our next broadcast. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want you to stay encouraged. Praise God. Stay lifted up. Stay built up in the Lord. Know that God is with you, that he loves you. Praise God. He has your best interest at heart. Beloved, he's working it out for your good. Praise the Lord.
Hi, Mom. It's Chicole.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for all things, and I just want to encourage you to be blessed in the Lord. Amen. Until we meet again on our next broadcast, God bless you is my prayer.